This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An effort to put a question on the ballot asking voters to shore up funding for the state's free school meals program won't happen. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
A voter-approved free meal program isn't raising enough tax revenue, so cafeteria workers won't get a salary hike as promised by voters, nor will schools get grants to purchase fresh produce from farmers. Erica Cervantes is with Hunger Free Colorado.
Not acting now will really have far-reaching impacts on students, farmers, workers, and the state budget.
State House leadership decided not to let the bill move forward to refer a measure to the ballot. They say they want to see what cost-saving ideas a task force comes up with first. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A bill to limit the release of government records died in a state Senate committee. CPR's Ben Marcus.
The bill at one point would have allowed governments to label people they believed were annoying or harassing as vexatious requesters. Some parents in the Poudre School District said the bill was targeted at them. But even the removal of that provision wasn't enough to save the bill Wednesday in a Senate committee. After hearing testimony that public records are already hard to get in Colorado, Democrat James Coleman joined with two Republicans to kill the legislation. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The city of Aurora's recent purchase of a farm in Otero County and its plan to move water north violates the previous agreement, according to a statement from the Southeastern Colorado Water Conservancy District. The agency advocates for Arkansas River water users. Its board says it plans to meet with representatives from Aurora soon. This is CPR News.